الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Continuing with شرح السنة of الإمام البربهاري رحمه الله. And alhamdulillah, we've reached point number 27, where Al-Imam Al-Barbahari, he said, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِنُزُولِ عِيسَى إِبْنِ مَرْيَمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ يَنْزِلُ فَيَقْتُلُ الدَّجَّالَ وَيَتَزَوَّجُ وَيُصَلِّ خَلْفَ الْقَائِمِ مِنْ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَيَمُوتُ وَيَدْفُنُهُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ. Point number 27 is to have faith in the descent of Isa, the son of Maryam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have peace upon him. He will descend and kill the Dajjal, marry and pray behind the leader of the Muslims, who is from the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he will die and be buried by the Muslims. So again, to have faith in the descent of Isa, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِنُزُولِ عِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, the son of Maryam, he will descend and kill the Dajjal, وَيَتَزَوَّجُ and marry, وَيُسَلِّي خَلْفَ الْقَائِمِ مِنْ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, and he will pray behind the leader of the Muslims from the family of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, وَيَمُوتُ and he will die, وَيَدْفَنُهُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ, and the Muslims, they will bury him. نعم. الدرس الماضي الحمد لله. In the previous lesson we spoke about the belief in الدجال. So الحمد لله, this lesson will start in شرح الشيخ العلام ربيع بن هذا المدخلي حفظه الله, where he talks about the ahadith الواردة, the ahadith that are found concerning the descent of Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام. So the Shaykh, he said, وَأَمَّا الْأَحَدِيثِ فِي نُزُولِ عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فَمُتَوَاتِرَةٌ أَيْضًا نَذْكُرُ مِنْهَا. Again, as for the ahadith concerning the descent of Isa, the son of Maryam, then they are likewise mutawatira. There are so many ahadith, it's impossible for this to be weak, or it's impossible for it to be fabricated, or for it to be a lie. And the Shaykh said, we will mention from them. And again, before I start, yesterday we mentioned that Al-Dajjal is known as Al-Masih Al-Dajjal. But likewise, Isa is known as Al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam. So what is the meaning of Al-Masih in both of those instances and contexts? What's the first? Al-Masih as it pertains to Al-Dajjal. Why is the Dajjal referred to as Al-Masih Al-Dajjal? Faddal. نعم أحسن. Because we mentioned سمي الدجال مسيحا لأن عينه ممسوحة. The Dajjal is known as المسيح because one of his eyes is ممسوحة, abraded or wiped off. We know the Dajjal is one eyed, he's أعور. Again, from the word مسحة. عيسى ابن مريم, عيسى the son of Maryam, is known also as مسيح, but it has a different meaning. Why is Isa known as Al-Masih Isa ibn Maryam? Ahsant, na'am. Isa alayhi salatu was salam is known as Al-Masih. Summiya Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam Al-Masih لأنه كان إذا مسح الأكمة والأبرص عافاه الله. Because when Isa, he would wipe and touch the blind person or the leper, Allah Azza wa Jal subhanahu wa ta'ala would cure them. They would be cured by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. And again, that comes from the word again, masaha. So look at that word, masaha, masih. So when he would touch them, the blind, the leper, and the like, Allah Azza wa Jal would cure these individuals. So that is why Isa is known as al-masih. Again, coming from the word masaha. Again, brothers and sisters, highlighting the importance of what? Learning the Arabic language. Naam. So the Shaykh, he said, the first hadith that he mentioned, hadithu Abi Hurairata radiallahu an. The hadith of Abu Huraira, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu an. Qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walladhi nafsi biyadihi, layushikanna an yanzila fikum ibn Maryam hakaman adla. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, by the one in whose hand is my soul, soon the son of Maryam will descend among you. Where will he descend? Aina yanzil? Na'am. It's established in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam yanzilu inda al-manara al-bayda sharqi Dimishq. That Isa will descend at the white minara in the east of Damascus. And that's established in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, surely soon the son of Maryam would descend among you as a just judge. He will be just and he will be fair. Hakam and adla. And Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam sayahkum bi shari'ati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will judge with the sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His judge, his judgment, his rulership will be with the sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fayaksir as-salib. He will break the cross. This is the hadith. He will break the cross. Wayaqtul al-khinzir. And he will kill the swine, the pig. وَيَضَعَ الْجِزْيَةِ. And he will abolish the jizya. He will not be accepted from anyone at that time. وَيَفِيضُ الْمَالِ حَتَّى لَا يَقْبُلُهُ أَحَدٍ. And wealth will be plentiful and abundant to the extent that nobody will accept it. There will be so much wealth at that time, nobody will accept it from anyone. حَتَّى تَكُونَ السَّجْدَةُ الْوَاحِدَةِ خَيْرًا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. To the extent at that time, one sajda, prostration that is done for Allah Azza wa Jal will be better than the world and everything in it. Allahu Akbar. One sajda at that time will be better than the dunya and everything in it. That is why, brothers and sisters, how can the Muslim, after praying salah, praying to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how can, when he goes back into the world, how can he have envy over trivial things of the dunya? If you see somebody having some worldly possession, that now, you know, he feels that he's unfulfilled. How are you unfulfilled? One sajda, khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha, is better than this world and anything in it. Being guided to Islam, khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha, is better than this world and everything in it. Being guided to the sunnah is khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha, is better than this world and everything in it. If we just had that and the clothes on our back, it would be better than this dunya and everything in it. ثم يقول أبو هريرة, أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, said, وقرأوا إن شئتم. Read the verse if you choose. And now this is the tafsir of a sahabi, remember that, for this ayah. And that is how the Quran is explained. The Quran, يفسر بالقرآن, is explained with the Quran. Al-Quran yufassar bis-sunnah, with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as-sahiha. Wal-Quran yufassar bi-aqwal as-sahaba, and likewise the statements of the companions. And if there's no mukhalif, if there's no opposition from any of the companions, qawl as-sahabi hujjah, the statement of the companion is a proof, no doubt. He said, read, if you choose the ayah, wa im min ahli al-kitab illa la yu'minanna bihi qabla mawtihi. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. The meaning being of this verse, and there is none of the people of the book, the people of the scripture, but they must believe in Isa, in him, before his death. And we'll explain the meaning of this ayah later on, inshallah. I don't want to go into too much detail, because the tafsir, سيأتي إن شاء الله تعالى, الشيخ سيذكره من كلام العلام ابن كثير رحمه الله, من تفسيره. And there is none, the ayah, of the people of the book, the scripture, but they must believe in Isa before his death. And this is a dalil that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam sayanzil. he would descend. The second hadith that the Shaykh mentioned, hadith Jabir radiallahu an, سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, he said, I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say, and again this hadith is collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي يقاتلون على الحق ظاهرين إلى يوم القيامة. A group from my nation will continue to fight for the truth and will prevail into the Day of Judgment. A group from my nation will continue to fight for the truth and will prevail until the Day of Judgment. Meaning there will always be a group of Muslims upon the haqq at every time. There will always be a group of Muslims at every time upon the haqq. And that is why يجب على المسلم أن يبحث عن هؤلاء, to search for them. Where are they? Who are they? ويتعرف عليهم, and to know them so that we can be from them, and so that we can be with them, and so that alhamdulillah, likewise, we can be upon the truth. They will prevail until the Day of Judgment. فَيَنْزِلُ عِيسَى إِبْنُ مَرْيَمْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ فَيَقُولُ أَمِيرُهُمْ تَعَالْ صَلِّي بِنَا. And Isa, the son of Mary, he will descend, and the leader of the Muslims at that time will say, come. He will say to Isa, come and lead us in prayer. فَيَقُولُ عِيسَى will say, لا. Isa will say, no. إِنَّ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ أُمَرَاءُ تَكْرِمَةُ اللَّهِ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ. Isa will say, no. You are the leaders of one another, and this is an honor from Allah to this nation. So that's a dalil, na'am, that Isa, alayhi salatu wassalam, he would descend. Remember Barbahari said, Isa, to believe in the descent of Isa. And we've mentioned various proofs. Isa, he would descend and he will kill the Dajjal. Fayna yaqtul al-Dajjal? Where will he kill the Dajjal? Now, we mentioned in the previous dars. Man yujib? Bilal? La bas tfaddal. Where? Where is Lud? Now, mashallah, the Palestinian brother, he gave the answer. In Palestine, Philistine. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, thabata fi sunnah, that Isa, he will kill the Dajjal, fayudrikuhu inda babi Luddin al-Sharqi. That he will kill, Isa will kill the Dajjal at the gate of Lud. At the eastern gate of Lud, which is a place in Philistine. And the Sheikh Al-Fawzani said, with regards to the statement of Al-Barbahari, وَيَتَزَوَّجُ عِيسَى, he will get married. Al-Sheikh Al-Fawzani said, جَاءَ فِي بَعْدِ الْآثَارِ لَكِنُّهُ لَمْ يَثْبُتْ. As for the statement, and Isa will get married, this has come in some narrations, but they are not authentic. As for the statement of Al-Barbahari, وَيَتَزَوَّجُ, and Isa will get married, Al-Sheikh Al-Fawzani said, جَاءَ فِي بَعْدِ الْأَثَارِ. Naam, that has come in some of the narrations. However, لَمْ يَثْبُتْ, it is not authentically established. As for the statement, وَيُسَلِّ خَلْفَ الْقَائِمِ مِنْ آلِ مُحَمَّدِ, we just mentioned the hadith that Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will pray behind the leader of the Muslims who is from the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We mentioned the hadith. Naam, Isa will pray behind him. Who is that? Al-Sheikh Al-Fawzan said, Naam. أما أنه يصلي خلف المهدي, he will pray behind the Mahdi, فهذا ثابت, that's established. We mentioned the hadith. يطلب منه المهدي أن يصلي بالمسلمين. It's mentioned in the hadith, the leader of the Muslims, the Mahdi, will say, تعال صلي بنا, come and lead us in prayer. He will say that to Isa. However, لأنه ينزل وقت صلاة الفجر, because Isa will descend at the time of the Fajr prayer. والمسلمون مجتمعون للصلاة, and the Muslims, they are gathered to pray the prayer. فَيَطْلُبْ مِنْهُ الْمَهْدِي, the Mahdi will request from Isa and يُصَلِّي بِالْمُسْلِمِينَ, to lead the Muslims in prayer. فَيَقُولَ الْمَسِيحِ, Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام, he will say, لا, no. And it comes in the hadith here, إِنَّ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ أُمَرَاءُ, because some of you are leaders of others. فَيُصَلِّي خَلْفَ الْمَهْدِي, and he will pray behind the Mahdi. وَالْقَائِمِ, the leader that Al-Barbahari is referring to here, is the Mahdi. What's the name of the Mahdi? Man yujib? Fadl. Muhammad man? Muhammad man? نعم محمد ابن عبد الله اسمه كاسم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. His name is like the name of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. واسم أبيه, and likewise that he has the same name of the father of the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Meaning his name is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. The prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, one of the children, what is his name? Muhammad ibn man? Ibn Abdullah. نعم. So his name is the same as the name of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Afwan, the name of his father is likewise the same as the name of the father of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم. Then the Shaykh, he mentions the third hadith. Hadith Abi Huraira. But we'll start inshallah from the statement of Ibn Kathir. قال Ibn Kathir رحمه الله وقوله تعالى, the saying of Allah the Most High. So نعم, even the descent of Isa is also established in the Quran. ذكر في كتاب الله عز وجل. نزول عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام. نعم مذكور في القرآن. It's mentioned in the Quran. Where in the Quran? It's mentioned in Surah An-Nisa, verse 159. In Surah An-Nisa, verse 159. وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. And there is none of the people of the book, the people of the scriptures, the Jews and the Christians, except that they will believe in him, meaning Isa, before his death. And on the day of resurrection, he will be a witness against them. قال ابن جرير, ابن جرير, who's ابن جرير who? ابن جرير حسن. ابن جرير who? إحسان. الطبري, نعم. قال ابن جرير, again, من أئمة التفسير. If you consider yourself a طالب علم, a student of knowledge, and alhamdulillah, you're building a maktaba, a library, then no doubt, in the section of tafsir, it would be a must to have tafsir al-Tabari. No doubt, min al-tafasir al-salafiyya. Upon the way of Ahlul Hadith, Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Likewise, the tafsir of Ibn Kathir. Likewise, the tafsir of Al-Baghawi. Na'am. And there are other tafasir. But they are from the best of them. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari said, اختلف أهل التأويل في معنى ذلك. The scholars who specialize in explaining the Quran, they differ with regards to the meaning of this ayah in Surah An-Nisa. فقال بعضهم, some of them say معنى ذلك, the meaning of the ayah, وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا ليؤمنن به قبل موته. They say that the meaning of the ayah, and there is none of the people of the book except they will believe in him before his death. They say, يعني قبل موت عيسى, meaning before the death of عيسى. They will believe in عيسى before his death. What does that mean? يوجه ذلك إلى أن جميعهم يصدقون به. They explain this by stating that all of them, all of the people of the book at that time, they will believe in Jesus, عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام. All of the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, will believe in عيسى when he descends. إذا نزل لقتل الدجال, when he comes to kill the Dajjal. فتصير الملل كلها واحدة وهي ملة الإسلام الحنيفية دين إبراهيم عليه السلام. So the scholars explain this by stating that all of them will believe in Isa when he descends to kill the Dajjal, and all of the religions will become one religion, which is the religion of Islam al-Hanifiyya, which is a religion of Tawheed that is free of any shirk, which is the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Is that clear? That's clear to everyone, the meaning of the ayah? I'll repeat it. The scholars, they say that the meaning of this ayah, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. There is none of the people of the book except they will believe in Isa before his death. They explain this by stating that when Isa descends to kill the Dajjal, all of them will believe in him. And all of the religions will become one religion, which is the religion of Al-Islam. All of them will become one religion, which is the religion of Al-Islam. The religion of Al-Islam Al-Hanifiyya, the religion of Tawheed, which is free of Al-Shirk. And this is the religion of Ibrahim. ذكر من قال ذلك. And then he mentions, who said this from the A'immat al-Tafsir, the ulama of Tafsir? Who said that it means this? From them, Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu. وأرضاع. Ibn Abbas, he said, the meaning of the ayah, وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِي قَالَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِي عِيسَى بِنِ مَرْيَمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Likewise, Abu Malik, he said, إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ, the meaning of the part of the ayah, but they will believe in him. قَالَ ذَلِكَ عِنْدَ النُّزُولِ عِيسَى بِنِ مَرْيَمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ لَا يَبْقَى أَحَدْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا آمَنَ بِهِ. Abu Malik, he said, the meaning of the part of the ayah, but they will believe in him, this is when Isa descends and none from the people of the book will remain except that they believe in him. Is that clear? None of the people of the book will remain except that they will believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Naam. And they will believe in him with an iman as-sahih, with the correct belief that he is a prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they will single out Allah Azza wa Jal with a tawheed. وهذا القول هو الحق وأنا أختصر كما سنبينه بعد بالدليل القاطع إن شاء الله وبه الثقة وعليه التكلان. ابن كثير كوس ابن جرير ثم قال ابن جرير أولى هذه الأقوال بالصحة القول الأول. The most correct of all of these positions is the position that we just mentioned to you, the first one. وهو أنه لا يبقى أحد من أهل الكتاب بعد نزول عيسى عليه السلام إلا آمن به قبل موت عيسى. Which is what? And this is that none will remain from the people of the book after the descent of Isa, except that they will believe in Isa prior to his death. And again, this is the explanation of the Sahaba. This tafsir is the explanation of the Sahaba. وَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّ هَذَا الَّذِي قَالَهُ إِبْنُ جَرِيرٍ هُوَ الصَّحِيحُ لِأَنَّ الْمَقْصُودَ مِنْ سِيَاقِ الْآيَاتِ فِي تَقْرِيرِ بُطْلَانِ مَدَّعَتْهُ الْيَهُودُ مِنْ قَتْلِ عِيسَى وَصَلْبِهِ وَتَسْلِيمًا سَلِمَ لَهُ مِنَ النَّصَارَى الجهل ذلك. Ibn Kathir, he said, no doubt that which was mentioned by Ibn Jarir is correct, because the intent of these verses is to establish the false claim made by the Yahud that they killed Isa. They never killed Isa. And to establish the false claim made by them that they crucified him. They never crucified him. And to highlight how those who are ignorant from amongst the Nasara just accepted this from them. فأخبر الله أنه لم يكن الأمر كذلك. Allah informed us that this was not the case. وإنما شبه لهم. Rather, the resemblance of Isa was what? It was placed upon another individual. That's who they crucified. They never crucified Isa. The resemblance of Isa, Jesus, was placed on somebody else. And they crucified that individual. They never crucified Isa. فقتلوا الشبيه. So they killed the one bearing this resemblance. وَهُمْ لَا يَتَبَيَّنُونَ ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ إِنَّهُ رَفَعَهُ إِلَيْهِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah raised him unto himself, as comes in the Quran. وَإِنَّهُ بَاقٍ حَيٍّ. Isa remains and he is living. He's living. Naam, he's baqin. He remains and he is living. And that's a dalil also, ikhwan, that Allah azza wa jalla is above the creation. رَفَعَهُ إِلَيْهِ. As we find in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah raised Isa unto himself. If you raise someone, where is that from? From low to high, right? So that's a delil that min al adilla al kathira, and there are hundreds of proofs that Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the creation. Not like the Jahmiya claim and those who are affected by them, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is in every place, or Allah Azza wa Jalla has no place, or the nonsense of the aqwal. Naam, Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the seventh heaven, above his throne. And that is what is the aqeedah in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa innu sayanzil, again, as we find, Isa, he will descend qabla yawm al-qiyamah, before the establishment of the hour, before the day of resurrection, kama dallat alayhi al-ahadith al-mutawatira allati sanuriduha, as established in the ahadith which are mutawatira, which we will mention inshallah qariban, which we will mention shortly. فَيَقْتُلُ مَسِيحَ الضَّلَالَةِ. Isa will kill again the Dajjal. وَيَكْسِرَ الصَّلِيبِ. He will break the cross. وَيَقْتُلُ الْخِنْزِيرِ. And he will kill the swine and abolish the jizya. And he goes on, inshallah ta'ala, that is sufficient bi'inni Allahi ta'ala. Likewise, how long will Isa remain on the earth, ikhwan? Anyone know? كَمْ يَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Abdul Aziz. فَضَّلْ. How long will Isa remain on the earth? وإلا عند أخينا تفضل. لا Na'am, ahsant. As mentioned by Nadir, what is established in the Sunnah comes in the Hadith 40 years. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned, فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ 40 سَنَة. Isa will remain on the earth for 40 years. Then he will die, وَيُسَلِّي عَلَيْهِ الْمُسْلِمُونَ, and the Muslims will pray upon him. And that Hadith in Sunnah Abi Dawud, which is authentic, is a proof of what Al-Barbahari mentioned, وَيَمُوتُ وَيَدْفُنُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ. Isa will die and the Muslims will bury him. Now, as comes in the Hadith, Isa will remain upon the earth for how many years? 40 sana, 40 years. Then he will die and then the Muslims, they will pray over him. Also the Shaykh, Shaykh Rabbi, he goes on to mention, وَقَدْ أَلَّفَ الْعَلَّامَ عَلَى الْبَانِ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا سَمَّاهُ قِسَّةَ الْمَسِيحَ الدَّجَّالِ وَنُزُولِ عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ وَقَتْلُهُ إِيَّاهِ. Al-Allama al-Albani, the muhaddith of this time. The muhaddith of this time. Naam, if your library, again, as some of the scholars have mentioned, there are various books of the scholars of hadith that every library is in need of. From them, Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah. Like for example, Fath al-Bari, the explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari. But also the books of Al-Sheikh al-Albani. No doubt, anyone who wants to research a hadith, Naam, or ruling upon a particular hadith, no doubt his library should have the books of Al-Sheikh Al-Albani. And that is why, again, the hadith Al-Iftiraq, and I heard it with my own ears, one individual in this city said that many, Kadhib, Hadha Kadhib, he said many of the scholars, many of the muhaddithun, they weaken the hadith of Iftiraq. Hadha Kadhib, wa nas'aluhu, وَنَطْلُمْ مِنْهُ أَنْ يَأْتِي بِالْبَيِّنَ عَلَىٰ قَوْلِهِ وَإِلَّا هُوَ كَاذِبٌ. We request for him to name these many scholars, means the scholars of hadith. Maybe he's talking about Ahlul Bid'ati wa Dhalala, because he's not talking about Ahlul Sunnah. Naam? He said many of the scholars, they weaken this hadith, many of the muhaddithun, because they are narrators who are fabricators in the chain. كَاذِب. وَاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَتُوبِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. It's upon him to repent Allah Azza wa Jal for speaking about the religion of Allah بِغَيْرِ ilm. Shaykh Al-Albani, if I want to know about the hadith al-iftiraq and I'm living in this time, now many of the scholars have spoken about it, Shaykh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Before Ibn Taymiyyah, if you go to the books of the Salaf, you see many of the Salaf quoting that hadith and authenticating it. Many of them. And none of them saying that it's weak. But Shaykh Al-Albani has a whole bahth on it. A whole research on it, no ignoramus can refute what the Shaykh he mentions. And that shows, wallahi, we're in a zamal al-fitna, we're in a time of fitna. No doubt about it, this time is a time of fitna, because how, كيف يأتي واحد يقول أنا على مذهب أهل السنة, I'm upon the way of أهل السنة, يضعف حديثا من أحاديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, weakens a hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, ثم يكذب, then lies, ثم يدعي, that many of the scholars weaken it, then يأتي من يدافع عنه, and then those who claim to be upon the way of Ahlul Sunnah, they come to defend him. Wallahi, I ask you, should our jealousy be for the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or for an individual? Should I be more upset that this individual is rejecting the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, بِغَيْرِ حُجِّ, without any proof, without any right? Or should I be upset that somebody clarified the error? Which one? And that shows us what strange of a time we're living in. And I say, brothers and sisters, wallahi, when we learn, and may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all to learn beneficial knowledge, it's upon us that we implement our knowledge. What benefit is it that we study the books of the Salaf, we study the Aqeedah from the Quran and the Sunnah, لكن لا نطبقها, we don't implement it. When the time comes to implement it, we just, you know, it's like we're lost. And inshallah ta'ala, bi'idhnillah, we'll write something inshallah in the future, mentioning all of the scholars of hadith that authenticated the hadith. And I mentioned that, I think, in a previous class with the hadith al-iftiraq, and we'll mention the salaf from a'immat al-dalala, from the imams of misguidance. وَمَا بَقِيَ, we went from them khayr, مَا بَقِيَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَتُوبُ, to repent. They said it openly in a minbar, and it's يعني مسجل, أنا سمعتُ يعني بِأُذْنَيَّ, I heard it with my own ears. They said it in an open khutbah, make taraja in an open khutbah. Like Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, when he claimed, when he made tawbah indama taraja, he came and he recanted openly. There's no shame in that. If the khata was made alanan, then a tawba wa taraja yakun alanan. Naam. So Shaykh al-Albani, listen to what Shaykh al-Albani said. ذكر في مقدمته أن مما شجعه على تأليف هذا الكتاب على طريقة Shaykh al-Albani mentioned in the beginning what prompted him to write this book, meaning the book about the story of the Dajjal and the descent of Isa and how Isa will kill the Dajjal. Shaykh al-Albani has a book like that, and I think it's translated in English. I don't know who translated it. ما أعرف من ترجمه. But the book is in Arabic and also it's translated in English. Shaykh al-Albani said, الأول شك كثير ممن ينتمون إلى العلم بل وإلى الدعوة إلى الإسلام فضلا عن غيرهم ممن لا ثقافة إسلامية عندهم من الشباب المثقف وغيرهم من العوام في عقيدة نزول عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام وقتله للدجال في آخر الزمان. شيخ الألباني said many of those who ascribe themselves to knowledge. Look, many of those who ascribe themselves to knowledge, they say, we have knowledge. Rather, he said, they ascribe themselves, they claim that they are giving da'wah to Islam. He said, not talking, not to speak of those who have no true Islamic scholarship, from those youth who are considered to be educated and from other than them. So not everyone who makes a claim and says, I'm a person of ilm, أَنَا تَخَرَّجْ, that immediately you accept كُلَّ مَا قَال, that everything that they say. Shaykh al-Albani, look, he said here, شَكَّ كَثِيرٌ مِمَّنْ يَنْتَمُونَ إِلَى الْعِلْمِ. Many of those who ascribe to knowledge, they say that they have knowledge. They say that they're ulama. Rather, they say they're giving da'wah to Islam. Not to speak about those who have no Islamic scholarship from the youth, who are considered to be educated, and other than them from the common people, these, many of them, they have doubt as it pertains to the belief of the descent of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and him killing the Dajjal at the end of time. He said, حَتَّى لَقَدْ قَامَ فِي نَفْسِي أَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الطُّلَّابِ الْمُتَخَرِّجِينَ مِنْ جَامِعَةِ الْأَزْهَرِ مِنْ جَامِعَةِ الْأَزْهَرِ هُمْ مِنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الشَّاكِينَ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُنْكِرِينَ لَهَا. Look what he said next. Because some people, they say, if you graduate from Azhar, it's khalas. Everything that you say has to be accepted. Or if you graduate from a university, everything you say has to be accepted. Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah, he said here, he said, I even arrived at the conclusion that many of the students who graduated from the University of Al-Azhar are from the doubters, if not the deniers, about this. Meaning, they doubt the descension of Isa and that he will kill the Dajjal. Or they're from those who deny it. But some people, their reasoning today, they say, oh, he graduated. We have to listen to him. He's a graduate. يا أخي ما هكذا العلم. Knowledge is not like that. Anyone who says a qawl, كل من قال قولا, anyone who says something other than the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, نزن كلامه, we weigh his speech with what? بميزان الكتاب والسنة. In accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah. In وافق الكتاب والسنة, قبلناه. If he, what he stated agrees with the Quran and Sunnah, we accept it. If it goes against Quran and Sunnah, we reject it, no matter who he is, كائن من كان. Shaykh al-Albani said, وَقَدْ عَرَفْتُ ذَلِكَ. How did he arrive at this conclusion? That many of those who graduated from Al-Azhar, they doubt the belief of Ahl al-Sunnah, the belief which is in the Quran and the Sunnah about the descent of Isa, and that he will kill the Dajjal. He said, وَقَدْ عَرَفْتُ ذَلِكَ مِنْ مُنَاقِشَتِي لِبَعْضِهِمْ شَفَهِيًّا. He said, I know this because I verbally debated with some of them. He said, I know this because I verbally debated personally with some of them. وَمِنْ إِطْلَاعِ عَلَى فَتَاوَى بَعْضِهِمْ فِي ذَلِكَ. And he said, I've read some of their fatawa. وَتَعْلِقَاتْ آخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضِ الْكُتُبِ. And I've read some of their comments on some books. He said, وَمِنْ أَشْهَرِ هَؤُلَى الشَّيْخ مُحَمَّدْ عَبْدُهُ. He said, I'm from the most famous of those who doubt or deny the descent of Isa is an individual known as Muhammad Abdu. Anybody know who Muhammad Abdu is? Many of the brothers, and likewise the sisters, if you've been around and you've been for the last 10 years or 15 years in this city on Da'wah Salafiyah, you should know who Muhammad Abdu is. And I'll tell you why afterwards. The reason why, Barakallahu Feekum, is that when those deviants were teaching in 15th Street, when they made takfir of Ibn Taymiyyah, they said Ibn Taymiyyah is a kafir. When they said, when they were promoting the belief of the Asha'ira, when they were promoting falsehood, they made a series of tapes and videos attacking Ahlul Sunnah, the Salafis. And one of them, I can't remember his name, he said that Muhammad Abdu is the founder of Salafiyyah. Idda'a, and that's, a lot of people make that statement and claim. He claimed that Muhammad Abdu is the founder of Da'wah Salafiyyah, which is kadhib. Muhammad Abdu, as we see, himself had mukhalafat and mulahadat. But what? How did that fool arrive at that conclusion? Qara'a shay'an, he read something and he just regurgitated it. He just repeated it. No bahth, no research. No research whatsoever. The ulama al-Dhahabi, and look, even here, Muhammad Abdu, even he has with him dalalat, bidah, innovations. How could he be the founder of Salafiyyah? Huh? I think Egypt, Misr. Al-Sheikh al-Albani said, Muhammad Abdu, فَإِنُّهُ يَقُولُ فِي حَدِيثِ نُزُولِ عِيسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ تَارَةً بِأَنُّهُ حَدِيثِ أَحَدٍ. Muhammad Abdu, sometimes he would say that the hadith concerning the descent of Isa is ahad, meaning it doesn't reach the level of mutawatir, so we don't accept it in aqidah. وَهَذَا حَسْبُ عِلْمِهِ بِالْحَدِيثِ. And this is according to his limited knowledge concerning hadith. وَهُوَ مِنْ أَبْعَدِ الْعُلَمَاءِ الْمُعَاصِرِينَ عَنْهُ فِي نَقْدِي. Sheikh al-Albani said, in my judgment, Muhammad Abdu, he is from the furthest of the contemporary scholars from having knowledge of hadith. Now look, Sheikh al-Albani, ينتقد الآخرين. Sheikh al-Albani criticizes others, mentioning their names, clarifying their errors. Why? Because this is difa. It's not difa of an individual. This is difa of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is difa of the aqeed of al-Islam. هذا أولى بالدفاع عن. But some people, many people, إلا من رحم الله يدافعون عن الأشخاص. They defend people more than they defend the haqq. Then Sheikh al-Albani said, وتارة يتأول نزوله وحكمه في الأرض بغلبة روحي وسر رسالتي على الناس. And sometimes Muhammad Abdu, he says, the meaning of the descent of Isa, it doesn't mean that Isa will actually descend himself, but rather what it means, he explains the descent of Isa and his judgment upon the earth to mean the prevalence of the spirit of his call, the call of Jesus and his message among the people. Look at that dalala. Look at that misguidance. And then the Sheikh al-Albani mentions, he said, ومن الغريب وقبل ذلك, he said, وسئل يعني محمد عبدو. On one occasion, Muhammad Abdu was asked about al-Masih al-Dajjal وقتل عيسى له. He was asked about the Dajjal, the Antichrist, and Isa killing the Dajjal. فقال, Muhammad Abdu responded, إن الدجال رمز للخرافات والدجل والقبائح التي تزول بتقرير الشريعة على وجهها. He said, the meaning of the Dajjal, verily, this is Muhammad Abdu, verily the Dajjal is a symbolic figure for falsehood, misguidance, and immorality, which disappears with the implementation of the Sharia in the correct manner. That's like those people, they say the Dajjal is the new world order. That's khuraf in itself. So now we see, ikhwan, لماذا يذكرون العلماء هذا في كتب العقائد. Why did al-Barbahari mention والإيمان بالمسيح الدجال, and we believe in that the Dajjali will come? Why did he mention and we believe that بنزول عيسى بن مريم عليه الصلاة والسلام ينزل فيقتل الدجال ويتزوج ويصلي خلف القائم من آل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ويموت ويدفنه المسلمون. Why did Barbahari mention this in this book? To differentiate between Ahl al-Sunnah and the people of innovation. To differentiate. هذه العقيدة, this belief is the عقيدة of Ahl al-Sunnah. إذا وجدت من يعتقد هذا فالحمد لله على عقيدة أهل السنة. If you find anyone they believe this in accordance to Quran Sunnah, he's on the way of أهل السنة. إذا وجدت أحد, and if you find anyone, رجلا أو امرأة, a man or a woman, يخالف هذه العقيدة وينكرها, that they reject this belief, فعلى مذهب أهل البدع, is upon the belief of the people of innovation. Again, this was at the time of Barbahari. But also it's applicable in our time because you have many people that say the same thing. And Sheikh Al-Albani said, وَمِنَ الْغَرِيبِ. Who preceded them in this explanation? أن هذا التأويل سبقه إليه مدعي النبوة. That which is amazing is that this false explanation was previously mentioned by the false claimant to prophethood, meaning Ghulam Ahmed al-Qadiani al-Hindi, the founder of the Qadianis, who claimed to be a prophet, wal-iyadu billah, after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know there's ijma of the ulama that the Qadiani are kuffar, they're not Muslims. Because إذا دعا أحد نبوة بعد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فهو كافر بالإجماع. If anyone claims that there is a prophet after Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, that in itself means that they are disbeliever and they ما دخل في الإسلام حتى يخرج منه. They never entered in Islam to leave it. هؤلاء كفار أصليون. They are disbelievers from the gate. They never entered Islam to leave it. Like the nation of Islam. The nation of Islam are كفار أصليون. ما دخلوا في الإسلام. They never entered into Islam in order to leave it. Is that clear to everyone? Because some people, they get confused. So alhamdulillah, we finish with that point. With regards to the nuzul of Isa, and alhamdulillah, Sheikh يذكر فوائد كثيرة, many benefits. And then Al-Barbahari goes on, point number 28. قال المؤلف رحمه الله. الإمام البربهاري, he said, والإيمان بأن الإيمان قول وعمل وعمل وقول ونية وإصابة يزيد وينقص يزيد ما شاء الله وينقص حتى لا يبقى منه شيء. To believe that Iman is speech and action. كم بقي إلى الأذان؟ الآن وقت الأذان. خلاص إن شاء الله نتوقف الآن هنا. We'll stop here, inshallah. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.